Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
4NUE, KO4HX, sounding good on this end.
What's going on, bud? You doing all right today?
Good. Just sitting here waiting for the net to start.
Well, want me to give you a holler. I need to give you a holler. Talk with you about something tomorrow. And also, she wanted to let you know that she made it to Amateur Extra today. So, she's tickled to death.
Tell her we said congratulations. That is a feat.
Roger that. Steve made it to general class today, too. So, had 8 people come and test today. So, and they all passed, so that was good.
Deal. That's a good turnout for this month.
Other than that, what's going on your way? You got the machine up running?
HKX, roger that. Got it up running. Got it all pressure washed. Cab bolted back down and actually went out and played on the driveway with it for a little while today.
Good deal. You happy with it?
Just got to get a little more comfortable with running that machine.
Take a little bit of time, but you get comfortable with it. And just don't get too comfortable. That thing gets you sore in a heartbeat. You get comfortable and get in the groove, and then next thing you know, 4 or 5 hours have passed, and it's, you know, all you can do to get out of it.
That been sitting like that, my knees lock up, make it hard to get out of there anyway.
Everything I got locks up nowadays. Was it Don? G4PFI, he says I ain't had nothing fall off of me yet. Well, I don't know. You sit on one of them things for a while. It feels like it.
Sure, they do buck quite a bit. I noticed that just going up down the driveway on a fairly smooth surface.
Yeah. Well, appreciate the signal report, bud, and I'll give you a holler tomorrow. Do need to talk with you about something, but let me go ahead and get things finalized here, and I'll see you here in just a few minutes. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, standing by.
Internet, KO4HKX.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. More traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. I'll go ahead and post one announcement for the group tonight. We had 8 individuals come and test at the West Cars testing site today. All 8 passed, so that's 8 new hams. I had a good opportunity to meet everyone, and just wanted to pass that along to everybody on the net. Should be some new calls coming out, so. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and process the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACGU portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-in, starting with 3 JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. KA4 JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. And KA4 ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. K3 DOV, for the Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. And KM4 JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W2 AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. And W4 FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4 IEI, Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. K4 XMR, Mel in Prosperity. And KI4 LZI, Andy in Table Rock. N4 ASW, Tony in Asheville. And KJ4 UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda in Lyman. And KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight on the pre-check function, and hope all are doing well. All right, with that, tonight being Saturday night, we'll go ahead and move to the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, any station Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Congratulations to the family. Please check in QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlina, former Romeo Tango. QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
It's a good group. Let's go ahead and start with KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's in the here in the ham shack with me tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick and Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Mr. Rick, please tell Miss Lorena and Michelle that we said hello to them tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well. And Mr. Keith and Seneca, KN4CHY. Also, KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard. So with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And all on the net, and congratulations to all that passed their test today and upgraded today. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. No traffic, no comments tonight, Chad. Thank you.
check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC 4, EZN Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. Negative, negative tonight, Chad, and congratulations to all the folks that passed and upgraded.
KO 4, NUE. Chad, please check in KI 4, EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KO4 HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. KC4 EZN. Harry, hope you're doing well tonight. And KI4 EJY, that's Mr. Elisha in Lyman. And Elisha, hope you're doing well tonight too, sir. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4 NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Greer, negative and negative.
Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. Mark, I'm in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KK4 JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And N4 JBM. That's Mr. Jerry Mobile and around in Greer. Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And W4 IOE. That's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. And AF4LV, Mr. Mark in Belton. Mark, hope you're doing well down there in Belton tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4 NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NUE. Sounds like you might have that one by yourself tonight. We'd like to welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, hope you're doing well. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4NUE. Chad, please check me in tonight. Chris, KO4QOG, I'm in Liberty, and I'm in negative and negative.
KO Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, KO4YHY, name's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
QE, check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to all on the net.
We'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Ed, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, hope you had a good day with this beautiful weather we've been having. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim in Berea. And Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, that's Mr. Bob in Piedmont. Bob, hope you had a wonderful day, sir, and it's nice talking to you tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu.
any station uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Please check in KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben as in Benjamin in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, that's KX4YM, Scott Greenville, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. Ben, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KX4YM, Mr. Scott Greenville. All right, any additional stations? Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4ZEW.
Hertz, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's, negative and negative, missed my group.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
I'd like to welcome KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylors. Leroy, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Thank you for picking up tonight. Always good to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Glad to hear of the new hams. It's always great. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Any? Please? Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, that's KD4 SRR. Robert down here in Joanna. I'm going to have a couple, 3 words to say later on. And for all y'all that can't hang around and benefit from them, 73s, and it's your loss or whatever. Anyway, have a great night.
QE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that. Right, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert and Joanna tonight. Robert, have you down for some comments as well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. All right, let me make one more call for Alpha through Delta before we move up to Echo Link. Any station Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and move up to Echo Link now. Any station, Echo Link and Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, Chad. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell my Santa hello.
Sir, we'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. And Stephen, Anna says hello to you, and you and Miss Jennifer as well. Hope you're having a nice evening. All right, with that, I don't see any other Echo Link stations, and I'll go ahead and and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. Any station wishing not to hang around for the rag chief, you may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, how you doing tonight, sir? What you got on your mind?
NUE, KK4JBQ, what do I have on my mind? Well, first of all, on the top, beautiful day. I always have to celebrate a beautiful day. We've had a good many rainy days. They pile up, don't they? Whenever the rainy days come, and then you have one, like we had today. We have one day where the skies are clear and the breezes are nice on your cheek. And then tomorrow it'll rain again. Or so they say. Tomorrow's Donna's birthday. And we stopped celebrating birthdays. You hit your 70s and you just don't like to be reminded, I guess. But I've always said that a birthday is when you were given to the rest of us. So your birthday is very important to all who know you. Let's see. So with this pretty day, I did some work outside. Just had to get out there. And did some straightening up of the mulch and trim some plants and just generally cleaned up the property a little better than it has been done lately. Noticed how perfect the sky looks when it is clear. And boy, the gloomy comes in all flavors, don't it? I mean, you have gloomy and pouring down rain, and you have gloomy and just cold, you know. Wow. This afternoon, and tonight was pizza bingo. Never heard of that, but our church had pizza bingo tonight. Donna, of course, was the treasurer and provider of some of the sweets, desserts, and whatnot. So that was a fun time had by all. Went until about 8:15 tonight, so a lot of folks had a lot of fun, and that's always good. So that's a little bit about my day. How about yours, KK4JBQ?
We and KK4JBQ with the Blue Ridge 2-minute net. It was a good day. We got up early this morning and went over to the testing site. I don't help out that often, but I did go help out today. And like I said, we had eight people show up, which was really, you know, it's kind of neat to see that many people come to take their exam, ranging from, you know, course technician class all the way up to amateur extra class. So that's always kind of neat, you know. I like to kind of watch people, you know. Sometimes I just kind of hang back and watch, you know, just to watch that kind of thing, you know. And it's always kind of fun to see all of the participants, because I know I did when I went and took my exam. You never look at the graders, but you know, as a grader, you're being looked at through the peripheral. Did I pass? Am I going to have to come take this thing again? Or is it finally over? you know the anticipation that comes with that. So, you know, I kind of watch out of my peripheral, too. And it's kind of fun to see that, because everybody goes through it, and that's just part of it. But it is kind of fun to be a part of that, thinking, oh, man, I know how they feel right about now. You remember that feeling?
I remember the feeling, and I like watching people as we all take the test. It's a little unnerving to see how quickly some people just sail through, and others are crunching numbers or going through, you know, the various answers, flipping the coin in their head. I don't know what they're doing, but some do struggle a little more than others, I've noticed. I do enjoy watching people as well. But, you know, it's test taking is, some people just have generally have a problem with it, you know. And I do feel for those folks. It begins with difficulty preparing. If you don't prepare well, you're not going to feel comfortable. After about five questions, you're a little unsure of yourself, you know. So preparation is the key. And then good night's rest beforehand. That don't hurt a bit. But test taking is a tough thing. So you had everything from brand new hams to amateur extra today. That was a good room, and I'm sure it was fun to be there. Thank you for volunteering as an examiner. That's very, very important to everybody. KK4JDQ.
That often. I just want to be clear about that. There's others that are, you know, they devote a lot more time to it than I do. But, you know, like I said, it is kind of neat. And we had two club members went, and, you know, I got to put my name on the CSCE form, and that's always a big deal for me, you know. Because I hear some of the older hams thinking, hey, you know, back in the day, he signed my CSCE form. So, you know, that's kind of neat to do that and to be a part of all that. But after that, I came home, and my son, Perry, came home from delivering some of his stuff the other day and parked the truck way on the other side of the yard. And, you know, I just thought, something's not, I just got this feeling, you know, something's not right. So he's kind of, you know, walking around in the yard and really won't come to the door. And just finally he stands there in the yard for a few minutes and decides he's just going to walk on down the shop. So I said, hey, what's going on? You know, what's come in here and talk to me for a minute. So he gets up on the steps and he says, Dad, I don't want you to be mad at me. He says, but I was coming back and crossed the bridge down at Maggie Bottoms. And somebody threw two puppies out on the bridge down there. And he said, I couldn't leave them, Daddy. I just couldn't. So we've got two additional that, you know, were, you know, pretty malnourished. But they are the prettiest things. Got a little bit of boxer and a little bit of bloodhound is what it looks like. And they are marked up, just beautiful. But he's, you know, we loved on them and fed them and made sure they got back in the car with him when he went to Anderson. So, you know, I know how this game is played.
Well, yeah, you had to follow through with purpose on that one, make sure it got back into the truck. Oh my, more mouths to feed. The world is full of mouths to feed. Think about it. Billions of humans. And I don't know, probably just as many domestic pets.
And then you have all the wild creatures and all the stock animals. There's a lot of mouths to feed. But that's just animals. How about the insects? Gracious, there's more insects on the planet than anything else. Everything eats something. And it is work. We have a, let's see, I counted 9. That's inside and outside. 9 that we feed, and I'm pleased to do it. I just cannot stand to see anything so malnourished that you know they're going to drop any day. I just can't sleep and stand that and eat myself, you see. That's the issue with me. I eat an adequate amount to keep me going. If others can't, and they're domesticated, that's a human's fault. And I figure I'm picking up, you know? And I just won't walk past that. I have to pick up the chore. So we feed 9, and it's kind of morning and evening. It's kind of a thing. You have lots of creatures around your house. Who does all that feeding?
So Dad takes care of the all of the hoof stuff, and I take care of Casey and Pixie. But my daughter, about 2 years ago, she bought 2 rabbits, Jane and June. And she got ready to go to college. Of course, Pixie's hers too. So she got ready to go to college. And the first couple of weeks, she kind of, you know, went off to college and left the 2 rabbits here. So I just, you know, I said, hey, look, we're going to have to do something about this. We can't, you know, we're not taking care of rabbits. So anyway, she took them back to Clemson with her. And she has got, she finally let them get in the same cage together. So she sent me a picture today. I think it's 11 baby rabbits, and she sent me a picture of, you know, June prancing through the yard, and then all 11 are in a little line right behind her. So, you know, it's kind of neat to see that. And she's, you know, I guess she's gotten into husbandry, if that's what you want to call it. But it's kind of neat to see her with all the rabbits. She takes care of every single one every day and loves it.
And that is learning. I don't care how old you are, you can learn a lot of things from animals. Just observe what they do and how they relate to each other and to the world. I really do believe that other creatures have sensibilities that we don't. We have a big advantage over all the other creatures, for that matter. Our brain is the reason why we are on the top. But as far as eyesight is concerned and hearing and maybe taste, I don't know, smell, I once heard that a dog can smell several thousand times more sensitive than we can. But I think in that same little bit of knowledge, the focus was on therapy dogs in hospitals, for a matter of fact. And it seems that some dogs can smell cancer when it's too small, too early to sense on a MRI or anything else. Dogs can smell it. And so I was just amazed at that. And so other creatures are amazing in so many ways. So many, many ways. I just love being here with them. KK4JBQ.
So, let's see. So after
after we got the puppies, you know, kind of straightened out in the shock of that. He's, you know, I said, son, you know they can't stay here. And I said, we've got two dogs in the house, and that's just, you know, enough. You know, you're gonna have to find a home for them. So his girlfriend came over with him today, and you know, so I guess she kind of fell in love with him and took him back to Anderson with him. So, but he's got two already, and one's a Rottweiler and the other one's something, a lady and Bentley, and he's got a little Honda Civic. So, you know, lady's big old Rottweiler, big old head, you know, loving his thing. But you know, they come down the driveway, both of them hanging out the passenger window, you know, fighting to see who can get their head stuck out there the furthest. So he left here today with four of them in the Civic. So more power to him, but he comes up here to the shop and works every day, so he turns them loose out here, and they'll rip and run, you know, that's what they need. But the two puppies he brought home, two big feet, Larry, I mean, they've got the biggest feet. They're going to be a big dog, but, you know, probably, I don't know how many weeks they are, but they're probably got a 2.5-inch foot across, you know, pretty big for a puppy.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that's a rule of thumb. People are the same way, I suppose. I know horses are, if they have a big hoof, Clydesdales do, of course, and Tennessee Walkers do. I've ridden both of those creatures, and they are fantastic. I mean, the Tennessee Walker that I rode was fantastic. She was wide, and of course, with the gait that they have, it's like sitting in a chair. That isn't moving. It's like sitting in a chair. Having sex. And Clydesdales, of course, their hoof is as big as your head, or bigger. Oh dear, oh my. Well, so your daughter, she's raising these to distribute them, or what's the purpose here? I mean, where's it going? Because with rabbits, you got to kind of plan where's it going.
Helps out on the farm in Clemson while she's going to college, and tending to some goats and horses and that kind of thing. So I think the lady has kind of agreed to let them kind of become part of the farm. But I want to be clear, she really didn't think that through until they were actually born, and then she's thinking, you know, I might not have thought about that too clearly. Because, you know, the good book says to have dominion over. That word dominion can mean a lot. It can mean food. It can mean the responsibility to care for. It can also mean the responsibility to plan. So she's got some good lessons there, but she's got it all worked out. And she's, you know, having fun, you know, raising them. She rents a house there with some other girls, and they kind of split the rent, and it's fenced in. So, you know, June and the 11 babies are, you know, it's kind of frolic in the backyard every day, she says. So she's got it worked out, though. I think they'll end up on some farm in Clemson somewhere.
Good to hear. And she is
She's gathering a lot of good sense there. Good sense is hard to come by. I'm proof of that. So I'm curious, very curious about and want to hear a report about the new shack build. How far along have you gotten?
Hopefully tomorrow I'll finish up the interior to include all of the sub-wiring, I guess. All of the wiring will be done. And then I'll get to focus on trying to get power from the mains out there, which is, you know, going to be a feat in itself. But I am getting to the point to where, like I said, tomorrow I'll be out of the insulation. There's absolutely, these two things I hate in this world. One of them is spiders, and the other one is insulation. I can't stand it, or anything to do with fiberglass. So I'm just about out of that stage. And I thought I was kind of free and in the clear. It's, you know, thinking, okay, well, I've got most of the money spent and most of the work's done. And then a couple of days ago, I went to Lowe's and bought me one of these Uglies books, electrical reference book. And let me tell you, if you're a ham shack, you know, ham operator, that is the most useful book, well, one of the most useful books that I've been able to use. But one thing I learned really quick was that I just thought finances were over, because what you want to do with power dictates the price, you know, because you have to have things sized right. So instead of just running what you want. So one thing that's not in the Uglies book is copper per foot. It just tells you how big the wire needs to be. And, you know, but it is what it is. But I'm getting there. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be pretty close to the interior and I can focus on go ahead and getting the door on. So I'm getting ready.
We talked early on about a couple of things that weren't exactly settled. One was whether you have a door to the outside, I understand, but then do you have a door that adjoins the structure it's attached to? And we talked about the number of windows and how you might control heating and cooling in there.
So, it's KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. No windows. My wife loves windows and glass, and our house is full of it. And I don't like that. I like to kind of be a little reclusive, you know. So no windows. Didn't have a need for them. And the structure is actually not attached to the house. It's separate from the house. So just one entrance door. The way I've got the amperage figured out, I should be able to run a good-sized little, what do you call one of those portable air conditioners that kind of rolls around on wheels. I'll have to, you know, cut a hole in the floor to get the exhaust out, but I'm gonna give that a shot and see how it goes, and we'll go from there. But I do have my 220 drop for my amplifier when I do get it one of these days. And I'm just going to use LEDs for lights and try to keep the power consumption down a little bit. So I'm getting excited.
R-O-N.
I got you. Let me go ahead and see what Larry's got, and then we'll come back to you.
JBQ. Ed, I won't be long. I've already filled up the air with words. Well, Chad, I wish you all the reward from these efforts. I know it's been tough to put up a structure. Most people don't take that in hand, but you learn a great deal. Probably the best thing, since you're not going to be a house builder, is that you'll learn enough to help somebody else out. And that's kind of important. With that, I'm going to step aside, let Ed jump in, and anybody else you got signed up. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a good ending of a very good day. Everyone have a good night's rest, and a great, great day tomorrow. KK4JBQ, I am clear.
Appreciate you dropping by. Let me grab Ed, and then we'll go ahead and get Mr. Robert next. Go ahead, Ed.
Pete, RON. I've been following your construction project with a lot of interest, and adding some of my background experience that you may want to take advantage of. When you said the air conditioner is going to be exhausted through your floor, I would have a caution there. Air conditioners basically remove moisture from the air. That's where the cooling is. They also have drains that you can see the water is actually expelled from the unit, and you have to have some kind of drain for that. When you expel that air underneath the floor, you're going to put a lot of moisture under the floor into the crawl space or just into whatever is under the flooring, and you may be creating a long-term situation where the moisture is going to cause a deterioration to the floorboards or...
I understand what you're saying. I just have to send you a picture of what this little air conditioner looks like. It's kind of sort of designed for that. The drains handled separately, and the exhaust to get, you know, remove the hot air. I don't know how to describe it, Ed. It's basically a window unit on wheels, that kind of thing. Kind of roll it around or whatnot. We've got one in the upstairs bedroom in the mother-in-law suite we've had up there for a couple years. And it does real good for a small space. So if that doesn't work, then, you know, I know a couple of air conditioner guys. I'll get them out here to take a look at it and see what I can do differently. But I think I'll be all right. I'll send you a picture of what this unit looks like.
The unit, because we had one up north using it there during the summer. But again, my concern is the units are designed to exhaust through a window panel. Over.
That, I understand. But when you got a, you know, 8-inch hole saw, I'll just cut a hole in the wall. That's probably more likely what's going to happen. And just blow it, you know, blow it through the wall and exhaust away from the building, that kind of thing. I think that's kind of the only options I've got, unless, you know, frame in a window, which I'm, you know, probably not going to do. But if need to, hey, I've got enough saws down there that'll cut anything I want. I'll just cut a hole in the wall and do what I got to do.
Pulling a wall would be much better long-term than exhausting all that moisture underneath your floor. Over.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Ed, Robert's patiently waiting, so let me held him off long enough. Let me move down and grab him. If you want to hang around after he's through, then I'll come back and pick you up. But, Robert, if you're in there, give me 1 second. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary.
Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, all on the net, and congratulations to all those that went over to the test session today.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad and Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Sorry for the late check-in.
Welcome, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. He brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, also in Easley. Gary, hope you're doing well. And glad you checked in. I'll send you a text here in just a second. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JD, Mr. Joe and Greer. Joe, appreciate you checking in with us, too. All right, with that, we'll move next on the stump, which is KD4SRR, Mr. Robert down at Joanna. Robert, if you're still on frequency, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm still on here, KD4SRR. We appreciate you getting to me, and of course it was enjoyable listening to all that stuff about the bunny rabbits and the all your dogs, and listen, you got to watch that rabbit habit thing, man, and it'll be, you know, you'll have thousands of them. Anyway, what did I do today? Not a whole lot, just enjoyed it. Went and did my normal donation up in Whitney, South Carolina, on the outskirts of Spartanburg off of Highway 221. And then from there, went to the gun store and then went and pretended to work out at in Boiling Springs at the Anytime Fitness. But one thing that's been coming to mind as far as radio land, you were mentioning testing today, which I'm kind of glad I didn't go because I was not ready. But I am studying for general, so maybe next month. And that's where I want to get to a question. I'm going to be that guy that's going to ask this, or be like one of those memes on Facebook where they say, they make a statement and, the, you know, the dude's sitting at a table and says, changed my mind. I think in amateur radio, there ought to be just two. There ought to be a VHF, UHF, and there ought to be an HF. Get rid of extra. Now, you ask me why. Well, haven't played in broadcast radio a little bit. A lot of the stuff that's on the extra test is really kind of sort of more designed for a first-class radio engineer. Dude that climbs towers, works on broadcast transmitters. Not totally, but that's more their realm. I remember back when I had to have a third-class broadcast license just to be on the air back in the late 70s where they finally got rid of that. And I was on just a little 10-watt campus station. I'll let it drop for a second. Take plate voltage and other readings of once on the hour. And, of course, if the first-class dude was out at the transmitter, he could talk to me and I could make adjustments from inside the studio for what we were sending him. But anyway, that's one question I want to put out there tonight. And so my proposal is two licenses. Change my mind.
We got any takers that want to comment on Robert's proposal. Go ahead, Ed.
Most amateurs at this point really want to get on and talk. Some people want to play engineer and design stuff, but they're probably studying it through a lot of other sources. And I think it goes back, way back when one of the requirements was code speed, which was a discriminator, simply to give different classifications and prevent people from operating on some frequencies. But I think nowadays, given the primary use to exchange communications, the first license on the rules and procedures would be adequate. Over.
Yeah, KD4SRR, I totally agree. I'll give you an example, and I can't give you the fellow's name, but he was telling me that he actually got a technician's license way back yonder when they started off with no code for them. He got it just by general radio knowledge and procedure. So he proceeded to say, well, heck, I can do advanced. And then they said, oh, but you got to take Morse code. Do you know Morse code? He said, no. So apparently he was at the FCC headquarters or something. They said, well, you can go over here and you can take a first-class ticket. So he did. And from thence on, he made money on the side, climbing towers, making adjustments, fixing transmitters, because he knew all that stuff from the Air Force and, you know, what he had been doing. I think for the little bit of privileges, frequency-wise, that you get with an extra, it just flat ain't worth it. And you're going to forget that stuff. You're, you know, yeah, if you're one of those, but electrical engineering probably do you better. If you're going to start designing stuff like DL2 man or whoever it is that's doing the little SDR pocket radios, the QRPs, I could see that. But this is what I would do. They need to lower it. Of course, the FCC is going to hate giving up the money, but I think it ought to be VHF, UHF, and GRMS. Go ahead and throw it in there. Then the next one is all the HF stuff. And I would even say, I don't know how many technicians are used at 10 meters to begin with. They don't have a radio unless they've got something that's been modified, you know, from an 11-meter unit or one of those characters, or have an old HDX 100 or 10 that they inherited from Grandpa. They're doing like what we're doing. They're using repeaters. And, you know, just let them do the HF. I think two classes of licenses would be fine. There's just no real advantage to ham radio that for what you get. For that extra, and I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but it's a lot of technobabble for what we're doing.
Comment, KI4DOS.